one of my proudest moments as an Australian was in that day in February 2008 when that apology was given to our Aboriginal people. And it would be such a terrible shame if this Stronger Futures legislation was introduced in such a way that was undermining all of that wonderful progress that was made, quite belatedly, of course, in 2008. The whole question of self-determination that we've heard from George and Barbara today is something that certainly must be respected. I can understand that in this Stronger Futures legislation there are very important elements in that need to be addressed. And the background of it all too comes from those situations that I think were deeply worrying to the Aboriginal community and to all Australians. But the point that we're trying to make here today is that the Aboriginal people themselves are the ones that should be calling the shots in this. They're the ones that know how it's going to affect them most. They're the ones that are able to provide the wisdom that will enable their people to be treated with dignity. And in fact, legislation won't be successful if it's just imposed in that way. It needs to be owned by the people that are most affected by it. And I'd appeal to the Senate to put a block to what was passed in the House of Representatives at a time when the members had other things on their mind. And I would hope that for the sake of all Australians, that this legislation won't pass through the Senate.